My friend Kathleen Anderson lives out in the woods in Brimson, Minnesota. Unlike me, she's not the kind of person who can sit idly at her windows for hours at a time watching birds come and go. Her 300-acre Finnish homestead is home of winter moon, summer sun, where Kathleen provides dog sledding and sea kayaking adventures. That keeps her busy year-round, but she has a wonderful feeding station and keeps track of the birds that come and go. Once when I was there helping lead a weekend retreat for women, we went outside one night to hear and get great looks at a saw-whet owl calling right near her lodge. This year, on March 9th, Kathleen noticed something unusual, a black-capped chickadee whose head is almost entirely white. I moseyed over there yesterday to take a look. It's definitely a partial albino. In addition to the white head feathers, its legs and toes are pink with just a little dark pigment on two or three of its claws. Its beak isn't quite normal. It lacks some of the normal pigment, especially on the lower mandible. Its head isn't 100% white. It has a few tiny dark feathers on the crown, and its throat is peppered with black feathers. The iris does seem to have some pigment, but based on the photos I took, the pupil is clearly darker than the iris. Sometimes birds develop white patches as they get older or after a trauma, and sometimes underlying tissue damage causes feathers growing out of the area to lack pigments, but because the lack of pigment on this little chickadee is on unfeathered parts as well as the plumage, it's pretty definite that the condition is genetic. I stood in wait outside the feeder for quite a long time, waiting for it to show up so I could photograph it. It was frustratingly skittish. When it finally came in, it stayed in the trees, flying only momentarily to the feeder to grab a seat and fly off again without a moment of hesitation. It's impossible to know how old the bird is, but it's definitely lived at least 9 or 10 months in this condition. Chickadees have no access to mirrors and thus no way of knowing what their own plumage looks like, especially on their head. This bird may understand that it looks different from other chickadees based on how they treat it. One year I had a pair of chickadees that looked noticeably different from the others. The male had scar tissue near the outside corner of one eye that caused the feathers there to grow in backward, sticking forward at a jaunty angle. And the female was missing her tail, which had apparently been torn out by a predator. The two birds were both probably at the very bottom of their flock's hierarchy, but managed to find one another and raise a full brood together. Of course, their aberrations were both temporary. When the male molted that summer, his new feathers grew in properly, and the female's tail feathers grew back in before the babies had even hatched. A bird with conspicuous white is much easier for a predator to home in on. I doubt the chickadees think that issue through when choosing a mate, but if this mutation is a genetic one, transmissible to any young it produces, chances are the genetic line won't survive as long or reproduce as successfully as in normal chickadees. It's hard to know if this bird's skittishness is a product of learning from being chased more often than other chickadees, or whether it's an inborn trait that has coincidentally allowed it to survive longer than most partial albino chickadees could. With luck, it'll survive and lead a long, healthy life, and Kathleen will keep us informed about its comings and goings. I posted photos of it at www.birderblog.com on my black-capped chickadee photo gallery. If you have trouble finding them, send an email to laura@binoculars.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.